Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Destractable, a Wood Elf production. This week, Bob thinks he got caressed by an alien, but is actually a Kirby. Wade wishes he could be with aliens, have his brain melted, and butt-chugs pills. Huh? And Mark wants a huge tool, cybernetic extension for his body, but would settle for a placenta each day. Yes, it's time for We're Not Getting Old. Speak for yourself. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to another glorious episode of your favorite podcast, probably. This is Distractable, and I am your host for the day. My name is Bob, joined, as ever, by my two... I never know what to call you. I'm going to call you co-hosts.
Thank you.
Not really co-hosts, because I'm the important one today, but you're here.
Could be friends, you know.
Itchy. Itchy. Well... Why am I so itchy all of a sudden? What happened?
What? Are you okay?
Okay, Wade's having a problem.
I get real nervous when we record, I guess.
Wade's the itchy one, and Mark is also here. Welcome, friends.
Thank you. Hello, welcome for me. Oh, man, this is off to a weird start.
Welcome for me, too.
Look, last week we had a really heartfelt episode. It was very genuine and overall... weirdly positive and
did
not
we?
Off-putting.
Wasn't that a while ago now?
Wait, hey, cut that out, Will. Man, I can't keep it straight. Listen, last week we had an episode I don't remember and I can't tell you anything about. But that's not important because small talk is the thing. You know, that's what we start with.
I feel like we've never done this before.
Hey, you guys are weird too. You're not like I'm the only one doing this.
Yeah,
like
you're right.
Three of us together who have never done a podcast episode and we're like, oh, let's figure this out.
Yeah, I can't believe we spent 50 minutes just warming up, chatting, talking to each other, and then we come into this with this in mind. Me included. I'm not blaming you guys.
I've been perfectly fine. This is all on YouTube.
Yeah, okay, Itch Man.
Yeah.
Mr. Scratchy.
Well, I can't help that I have... early morning itch.
It is afternoon for you, my guy. Yeah. I don't think you could call it early morning itch.
It's early morning on my schedule.
That's weird.
That is weird.
But that also doesn't change what morning is.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Listen, it's distractible. There's points. It doesn't matter. You're all mad about whoever wins unless it's Wade. It's fine.
Why?
They're mad about it, Mark.
Oh, fair enough.
Look, morning's subjective. Haven't you ever heard of global morning? It's changing.
We're not even talking about morning anymore. Global morning. God.
Yeah, no, isn't that like when the celebrity that's really beloved, you know, dies tragically in this global mourning?
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
Me one day, hopefully many days from now, years even.
You'll feel something and mourn the death of a person, or?
No, people will mourn me.
Oh, I wouldn't count on it.
Probably not.
Anyway, how was your past week, gentlemen?
Past week is good. At this point, in this moment in time when people are listening to this, I have been not sprinting with work for many weeks now. And so that has been very therapeutic and relaxing. I've been taking my time to make things and enjoy life and all this nonsense.
I've been doing that too, but I always do. Not to rub it in.
God, how do we not have any small talk? We were literally just talking for 40 minutes.
We got it all out.
I have one. I was going to let you guys go first. My body left my soul recently, or vice versa. Whichever one leaves the other one happened to me. I was listening. I was having trouble sleeping one night this week, and I was listening to... I started by listening or watching some YouTube videos that were sort of about, like, physics. You know, just generally about, like, one was about dark matter, so on. But it progressed, you know, if you let it play, YouTube progresses into weird areas. It progressed into alien stuff. So I'm sitting here at, like, 2:30 in the morning, unable to sleep, just sort of watching YouTube. And I start watching this video about alien theories and, you know, just extraterrestrial stuff. Not super creepy, but that kind of creeps me out. I kind of think, like, there probably are alien life forms, and so I start thinking about it. It weirds me out, and it's the middle of the night, and I'm just in boxers. I'm, like, naked, walking around my house, just wearing boxers.
What pattern?
Blue stripes. Blue and gray stripes.
Thank you.
And while this alien video is playing, I reach a point where I'm like, I'm kind of tired. Maybe I could sleep now. Maybe I'll fall back asleep. So I go to the bedroom. On the way to the bedroom in our house, there's like a sliding door that divides one half of the house from the other for reasons I don't understand.
You're so rich, you have a sliding door in the house?
Yeah, I basically have two houses.
Wow.
And I open this sliding door to go to like the bedroom area, to go back to the bedrooms. And I'm watching this YouTube video, right? So I'm not paying attention. I have earbuds in, so I don't hear anything. And right at the moment where something in this video is like, and aliens could inhabit a fourth spatial dimension that humanity might not even be able to perceive. They could phase in and out of our reality. Basically like ghosts, like something like that where it's like, oh, you know, kind of creepy. And as I'm opening the sliding door, Lexi apparently had woken up and was like waiting right on the other side of the sliding door. And as they're talking about phasing in and out of our physical dimension, Lexi sprints past my legs and her tail swipes both of my legs. And then she runs into the darkness behind me of like the other room of the house. So I don't see or hear her because I'm watching my phone. And then that happens and my whole body is like, aliens! And I'm looking around frantically. And she's, and there's nothing there. And I'm like, I know I felt that. And then I'm standing there for, you know, 5 seconds. And then Lexi comes out of the darkness and it's just like, hi, why are you awake? And I'm like, let's go to sleep. So that was awesome. But honestly, for like a couple seconds, genuinely terrifying.
Oh, man.
Because I was like, the aliens heard. They heard that we're learning about their dimensions.
Oh, man. God, if the aliens could hear everything that's going on in their world, number one, maybe they have the... Okay, let's just for a second posit that there are aliens that are observing us, right? Like, that's kind of like the common consensus of people that are aliens. Like, well, we see all these lights in the sky. They're watching us. Okay, let's say they are advanced enough to have the computational capacity to like take in all our internet and be like, this is pathetic. Like, you know, they have the bandwidth to be able to do that. What if it gets a step further and they can hear our thoughts as we're thinking them?
God.
They know exactly what we're going on. So they know that we're thinking about the aliens that are up there and we're thinking about them. And they know exactly the moment when someone actually does get a thought of when there's really a thing. And then wouldn't they just evaporate you when they're getting exposed or something like that?
The moment.
If they could do that.
I mean, if they can read our thoughts, I guess that doesn't necessarily imply that they're so technologically advanced that they could just vaporize us, but it kind of does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't pose a real threat to them is the real thing of it.
Yeah.
Like, I just had a vision of, like, George W. Bush meeting an alien, and on the outside, he's like, oh, yeah, it's great. It's great to have you here on Earth. But the inside his thoughts, he's just like, I'm going to nuke these aliens so good. And the aliens are standing there like, yeah, okay. Okay, these guys, okay, that's adorable.
That's terrifying.
Like, they're not worried about us, are they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess it depends. What if they're like pacifist aliens? What if they're just fans? What if they listen to us and they're just like fans? They come to meet us?
They're the fans of us specifically?
Well, of humans, but yeah, no, us three.
Earth is their favorite reality show.
Aliens have come to Earth just for Distractible.
Oh, God, they bootlegged some Markiplier videos back in the day. I love Five Nights at Freddy's. Oh, wow.
They come here and they just make game requests. Like, can you play this version of FNAF? <Can you?
laughs> Mark, I just wanted to ask a question. When are you going to play Backrooms?
Oh.
You realize during the interaction, you're like, in your like species, how old are you? And like, oh, I'm an adolescent. I'm basically a, you know, young teen.
Mm-hmm.
In your like, in your relative experience, you're like, how did you get here in your crazy ass spaceship? And like, that's the equivalent of a bicycle for us. That's my space bicycle.
It has pedals. They're pedaling through space. Little bell.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope that there's some aliens.
What?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, he's allowed to hope for aliens. Don't squash his dream.
All right, that's fair, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, well, we've all had interesting weeks then, I see.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I wonder about the whole concept. There was an article that I didn't read fully, but it was not an article. It was actually a research paper that was talking about the idea where the sanctity of the mind actually expands and the consciousness is unique in that it can adapt to whatever, like, exterior thing about it. That's what, like, learning to do anything or control anything or using tools is not so much learning how to use a tool, but making a tool an extension of your body. And so, like, in a way, like cybernetic enhancement, if I have a Sharpie in my hand right now, and if I'm writing with this, I don't so much know how to use this. It's like, it's so subconscious in using it that it's a part of my body. And it was a paper that was backing up the idea that the brain can actually expand to different things. And the commonality behind it is like, everyone who knows how to drive kind of understands the idea that when you are in the car, you have a general sense of the size and shape, and you kind of embody the car. That's kind of like the idea behind it. You expand to your vehicle. Your consciousness extends into the car. That's why you can drive places and not even be aware of where you are. I've done that many times where I'm like, I'm focused. My eyes are open. I'm not tired or anything, but I'll just like subconsciously, I'll go to where I'm going and my brain will be somewhere completely different. And I'll have made lane changes and turns and I don't remember any of it. Which with the reason I talk about this, like, because it leads credence to the idea that there can be cybernetic enhancements that extend mental capacity beyond it. And you can put a chip in your brain and eventually probably be able to read people's thoughts. Maybe not as intrusively as like unintrusively as aliens beaming our thoughts out of our head from space. I feel like that would have a lot of microwave or radiation of some kind and it would have long-term repercussions. But if there are chips, there is a possibility of expanding the human mind and consciousness, at least theoretically.
It must be reading my mind a lot because, man, my brain feels melted all the time.
I don't know if you can feel your brain being melted. I feel like that's kind of like a lack of awareness if your brain is actually melted. So if you're aware of your brain being melted, I think you are okay.
Yay.
I think he just complimented you, Wade.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Your mental capacity is well within acceptable parameters.
It doesn't seem diminished very much at all.
Babe. Stop.
Anyway, just thoughts.
Interesting.
You know what the name of the paper was or who wrote it?
I'd have to look it up. Okay. I'll get back to you on that one. Bob, were you saying something? I'm sorry. We're taking over this episode here.
No. 2 points.
I just like the idea that I become the car like I'm Kirby and I get in the car and then the car looks like me and it has my haircut and we drive around together.
I mean, kinda.
But then it spits me out.
I want to drive a planet.
God, what a cool name for a paper. Homuncular flexibility, the human ability to inhabit non-human avatars.
Homuncular? Isn't a homunculus a small...
It's a legendary item in Diablo 2.
Like a small, undersized human or something?
A homunculus, the original definition was this concept that a sperm cell had an entire human inside of it, in the very itty-bitty tiny human inside of it. And the idea was like, they called that a homunculus or something like that. It is, there are also homunculi in terms of art or this kind of like nebulous concept.
So yeah, so it's more of a different colloquial definition that it's applied to like people.
Yeah, I think so. Unless I'm mistaken and one came before the other, maybe the statues did come before the other. I could be totally wrong about that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Preformationism was a popular theory that animals developed from miniature versions of themselves.
I love that.
That was 1695. The actual statues came from the late 1400s.
Oh, we've probably committed a lot of murder between us then. I got my tissues ready, boys. Let's murder.
You know what? That is not the theme of the episode.
Okay.
Shut that down right now. I do love that image, though.
Thank you.
Dude, being a scientist centuries ago must have been so fun. Some guy who comes from a wealthy family because he went to a university or something, went to college, is sitting there and is like, how do humans come from sperms?
Madame, may you strip for me? I need to do some research.
Each sperm must have one very, very tiny man in it. Once it gets inside of an egg, then it can grow into a normal-sized man.
I mean, if
that must be it.
If you're looking at all the evidence of the time and they don't know what a cell is, it kind of makes sense. You see a baby that's small, it grows into a full human. You see that happen, and then you see the mother, their belly not big, then their belly big. So you kind of infer, like, that baby's fucking growing in there. You kind of like, I could see the leap of logic.
I'm just saying, it would have been fun. Like, I would have been a great scientist. All you have to do is have plausible sounding explanations for phenomenon that we don't understand at a very fundamental level.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really fun. Also, I can imagine that guy who developed that theory in front of a classroom teaching about his theory. And he's a jar. He's like, this is a jar of horse semen. He pours it on his hand and he's like, so many tiny horses, all in the palm of my hand. If only we could harness the power of these tiny horses.
It's like Dr. Octavius from Spider-Man said, the power of the sun in the palm of my hand. The power of these horses in the palm of my hand.
My hand is currently 3 dozen horsepower.
Who do you think you'd win in a fight against? This adult horse or 1,000,000 tiny horses in the palm of my hand? Not an easy choice, is it?
I just picture Dr. Octopus saying all this stuff while holding like semen in his hand on his little purple glove.
I don't know who Dr. Octopus is, but
you never saw Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man, Octavius.
I didn't think he was called Dr. Octopus.
Well, that's his, you know, formal name. That's only for graduations.
Otto Octavius is
I thought
his,
it was
like...
Doc Ock. Is that actually in the comics?
What do you think
they
that
say
stands for?
Oh God, is it Dr. Octopus?
They call him Octopus because he's got all the legs.
My father's Dr. Octopus. Call me Doc Ock.
Well, Octavius Octopus, they call him. You know, he becomes a villain. He becomes Octopus. His actual name is Octavius.
I just like for some reason calling anybody Octopus. It's just like it's a mouthful, and it's not the mouthful of what I want. So I don't know. I abstain. I withdraw.
The power of these octopi in the palm of my hand.
I withdraw from this discussion. I withdraw.
You know what, Mark? I'll never call you Octopus.
Thanks. I appreciate
that. There you go,
that.
Bud. That's what's important.
I make no promises.
All right. Well, you know, guys, we're really sort of rambling, sort of getting away from the point of what we're here to do.
Oh.
And you know why that is?
Mm-mm. Why?
It's because we're getting older.
Okay, I'm with you.
But that stops today.
Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. We've talked many times, dozens of times even, about how we're getting older on this show. And it's a very funny bit. But I have found a list of ways that we can stave that off. Stave, is that the right word?
Sure.
Shave? Stave?
Stave. Yeah.
Shave it or stave it, probably.
We're not getting any older. That's my point. I've got a list of solutions for you guys that will prevent you from aging.
Okay.
Anti-aging treatments, even, you could say.
Okay.
They're very interesting. Everyone knows that they sell creams and lotions and serums and injections and stuff that will prevent you from getting old. Those are all just commercial crap. Those don't work.
Oh, you got the real ones.
These are the real treatments that we need.
Okay.
Do I get a point if I guess one?
I'm sure that you could.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll give you 1 point if you guess one of
the
things.
The one I've always wanted to try. Virgin blood? Bathing in it?
What about baby blood?
This one doesn't specify...
Baby virgin blood.
What? God, I hope so.
Yeah, man.
Will, make me sound good.
I'm not going to clarify it, but I feel like I have to give Wade a point.
Okay.
Thank you. I earned that.
So we'll get to that, but that's sort of a version of this. Anyway, we're not getting any older, guys. It stops now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like how we stopped repeating topics and no one's done that and none of that was embarrassing for me. We're not getting any older and let's talk about it, okay? We'll see if you guys are interested in any of these. Maybe you'll have your own thoughts. You're free to submit ideas, but I have a whole list.
Okay.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Step one to not getting any older, to fixing this problem that we all face, urine.
I do pee.
Pee. Everybody pees. And everybody pees a whole rainbow if the rainbow only included versions of orange and yellow colors. You can actually have all kinds of crazy pee, depending on if you're on medicines or supplements or if you eat certain foods.
Or bleeding.
If you're in trouble, it's kind of red, yeah.
Yeah, well, so it's a whole rainbow. But we're really dealing with what you really want if you want to stop getting older is the nice, light yellow one. You want it to look like a light beer, you know, kind of pale yellow. If it's too dark, it's not going to work. If it's a different color, probably not good signs. But real nice, crisp, refreshing, light yellow urine. That's the ticket, boys.
That's,
if you're peeing that what? And flushing it down, you're wasting it.
Okay.
What
do we do with it?
What do you mean? What? Why do you look so shocked? We're fighting off the ravages of time.
Look at you, Mark. You're clearly already using it. Don't fake it.
Wait.
Yeah. No, you haven't aged a day.
Do you bathe in it? Do you imbibe it?
Eardrops?
Do you butt chuck it? What do you do with it? Do you send it back from whence it came? What do you do?
Nasal spray it?
Yeah, you inject it back in. You put a catheter in to reuse it. No, what you want to do is if you have a nice pure sample.
Butt chug it.
I already said that.
No, it's good. Damn it. It's good for your skin. This is good for your skin.
Ah, right.
Urine has essential nutrients that your body is basically wasting like an idiot. And if you keep it
damn you!
And rub it on your skin and especially on your facial regions,
uh-huh.
It can help
use that.
With skin discoloration. It can help correct pigmentation issues. And also, it's delightful.
It's delightful.
Have you tried it? Can you tell me it's not delightful?
You know, I haven't. I feel like this particular entry was written by someone with a particular fetish in mind. And I gotta say,
like S&M?
I'm not really about it because, so when you sweat out some of the same waste products that you do in urine. Not all of it. Mm-hmm. Definitely not. You don't sweat urine. If you're sweating urine, that's a problem. In your sweat is uraic acid, which is what like is in urine, what gives urine the name. So if there are any benefits from rubbing piss on your face, I doubt they're any more of a benefit than what you would get if you just sweated and then rubbed your sweat on your face.
Now, hold on, Mark. I have to counter this. If you're sweating, you're doing something to sweat.
Are you pissing hard?
You don't have to do much to pee.
Oh, that's right. You pee all the time. Right. You can pee casually.
We're saving you some work.
Right. You're right.
This is perfect for someone like me.
I'm a fool.
Well, also, I just have to say, sweat is hard to capture. You know, you don't necessarily want to be doing a skin treatment while you're doing something that's making you sweat. You want to bottle that goodness for later use. Urine is just sweat that comes out in a nice concentrated stream. Really?
Yeah, it's
Gamer
so much
Boy
easier.
Sweat cream. We could sell this.
You're right.
Well, you know what? That's really only true for guys. So maybe men should do a service and bottle their good pee and then give that to women so that women can have an easier source.
Do girls have bad pee?
Well, they don't have like it's a different physical situation, you know.
It's not chaos.
No, but it's not like a stream. It's not. Listen, I don't know the details. I've never done it myself, but I've heard.
You've never girl peed?
Not once have I ever girl peed. No. You got me, bud.
My God. What happens?
But, you know, I'm just saying it would make it simpler. Plus, I'm sure getting someone else's pee is even more beneficial than your own because your body is clearly trying to get rid of whatever's in there, but someone else is going to have, you know, nutrients. Minerals, different uraic acid, maybe, if that's
different
how that works. You know, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's got some isomers of it, you know. The chirality is different.
What you really want to do is get a pee buddy, and then you can swap.
Uh-huh.
The buddy system.
Uh-huh.
I just, you know, I hate to disagree, Bob, but is it really better to bottle it and then rub it over every square inch of your body, or...
Pee on each other.
No, that's not where I was going with that particular
you're right.
Thought.
What you want to do is lay on your back and pee all over yourself so it's as fresh as possible.
Oh my God, you could give yourself a full urine treatment, like a nice fountain.
I've got it even better. I built special underwear that has an atomizer, like a humidifier, so you piss and then it just a mist of piss wherever
urine
you go.
Sauna?
Pee sauna. We come
pee
full
sauna.
Circle. No wonder Unisonus really like made us eternally young. Like we were onto something.
That's why you and Ethan both look so young. The pee sauna.
That's it. Yeah.
That truly is the heart of irony. You made that experiment to remind everyone that time waits for no one and that death comes for us all. And yet you used that to defy death itself.
We are hypocrites. I've just been trying to protect it and keep it for myself.
I've dodged PP like the plague, which is why I look like the Crypt Keeper.
You've never let anyone pee on you ever. What happened to you?
Oh, man.
I've made mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, would we do this, gentlemen? Are we signing up? PP triangle? We trade? I give it to Wade. Wade gives it to Mark. Mark gives it to me.
If it worked.
I've already done it, so I'm abstaining for now. I imagine I'll start reverse aging if I do it anymore.
Well, when does it wear off? It must end at some point. Your protection.
What's the counter P?
What's the counter? What? The antipy? The antidote?
Yeah, if you're reverse aging and you got to turn it back around.
I mean.
What do we rub to reverse the reversal?
Is it poops?
It might be poop.
I don't know.
Might be poop, but.
Is poop the opposite of pee?
I don't want to get these images in my head. And I doubt anyone listening wants these.
Those both come out like the same end. What comes out the other end? Earwax? Snot? Vomit? Spit?
All of those, I guess. You have to have one of each type and mix them together into a solution.
You can need the infinity gauntlet of biological fluids.
We are inevitable. Snap.
God, man.
The power of the bodily fluids in the palm of my hand.
Well, this is horrible. I crave death.
Hey, listen, I was not lying, okay? We're not getting any older, and we're going to do whatever it takes to avoid that.
I'm all in. Will I get my hair back?
Yes.
Sure.
All right, yes. I'll take that. That wave of confidence is all I needed.
If you buy my miracle cures, you'll get all the hair back. Plus extra.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Bonus hairs.
Yeah, in places you didn't even know you could have hair.
Uh-oh.
Like your tongue.
Oh, no. No. I was thinking like, well, okay, where could this possibly be terrible?
I wish I hadn't gone there. Anyway.
Oh, God, your eyeballs like cornea hair?
Oh,
ew.
God.
Yes.
Anyway.
Young us more.
Yeah. Well, for the infinity gauntlet of bodily fluids, Mark definitely gets a point for that one. Because I love it. It's great.
Thank you.
But for the vision of hair on your tongue and your eyes, Wade also gets a point.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Leaving us at 2 points for Wade and 1 point for Mark.
All right. That's fair.
That's fair.
All the points really came at the very end of that discussion.
Well, good job, everybody. So we're all going to pee at each other or something, I guess.
Mm.
That will help. That will really fight off.
We're making a small section of our fan base very happy today.
You assume it's small. The next thing is, this is going to be harder to get, okay? Everybody pees. I've come to understand. But not everybody can make breast milk.
Mm.
I like where this is going.
And also, breast milk is kind of important to like feed babies or
remove them from the equation.
I've been reading the parenting books, you know. So
we'll send them to the aliens as sacrifices. We'll just like ship them off.
Why are we? What are we getting? What?
What are
the
we?
Babies?
Wait,
we're shipping the babies.
I missed
off?
A step
there. That way we
step
can keep
there.
The breast milk for ourselves.
Yeah, I missed a step.
So we're sending the babies away so that we can. I don't know if we need to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to do that.
Well, how else do we get the breast milk?
Oof.
I just, you know, if there's extra, I've seen on social media, a lady who has gallons of breast milk just stored away because she apparently has a condition called hyperlactosis or hyperlactasia or something, where she just makes breast milk excessively at all times, regardless of having a baby or not.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, I'm not saying it's impossible to get, there just are sources. But specifically, you know what this is great for? It's great for rubbing on yourself, like with the urine, but we've already got one for that. It's also excellent for drinking it.
What? Breast milk? Drinking? Does not compute.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for you.
Okay.
This does say that it can be really hit or miss, ordering milk from other people, strangers, and rubbing it on yourself or drinking it may be dangerous.
Can you butt chug breast milk?
You can butt chug anything.
Yeah, that's possibly the best way to get the benefits of it, I'm sure.
Possibly, yeah.
Probably, definitely.
Will you hold the funnel for me?
Well, one of us has to.
Yeah, one of us. Not it.
Wade has to do it.
Yeah, Wade has to do it.
Yeah, man, I got to funnel my own breast milk into my ass.
All right, so, okay, breast milk, right?
So is this more or less mortifying than urine? Are you guys into this? Are we doing this one?
Weirdly less mortifying. I'm not happy about it. There's something kind of like, oh God, because I don't think of it as breast milk. In my mind, it's human milk. I think human milk. And when you think of it as human milk, that weirds me out. If I'm drinking milk, I love milk. I've been drinking milk my whole life. As far as I know, I'm not lactose intolerant. I enjoy cheese and various dairy products. But the concept of like drinking human milk, even if it was something that I wanted to do for my own health and benefit, I don't know about the general health of the average random human that I'm getting this milk from. Yeah. I don't even know if it's actually going to
what
be human
it's
milk.
Skim human milk.
I don't. Skim is disgusting. Skim milk is awful.
Okay, 2% human milk.
Anything but whole milk is bad.
Whole human milk.
There we go.
That's
now
what
we're
talking.
Now we're talking.
Good old WHM.
Yeah. The most it's going to be pasteurized. Hopefully. Hopefully it's pasteurized because I know about that whole thing where there was a big campaign like, let us drink raw milk. And then when the politicians like, cheers, and they drank raw milk, they were incredibly sick. There's a reason we pasteurize milk. It's not for the lack of like nutrition. It's for health and safety because
they're animals. Human milk, we're meant to ingest. You don't want to drink human milk from the source.
You know, I don't. You know, I'm not really a fan of warm milk in general. I know some people are, but I like an ice cold glass.
I didn't know I was going to sexualize this, but here we are.
Where was the sexualizing it
now?
I think it was when he implied that you would drink the milk directly from a woman's breast.
That's not a, look, you're just sexualizing breasts in general, which is causing a problem. That's you guys implying that that's sexual in the first place, which is on you.
You're right.
I was never there.
I love boobies.
All right.
I don't think that's helping. Gotta be honest. I think that's a step in the wrong direction.
It helped me. I feel younger already.
But what was I saying? I give up. I yield my time.
Human milk is a concerning way to put it. I will not disagree with that.
Does it concern you to say like cow milk or goat milk?
No.
Is that okay? Because you just accept it at this point because it's normal.
I've accepted that, yeah.
They're not humans. Yeah, it's totally.
Yeah.
Listen, it is weird to me that we drink milk from other animals, but that's a whole other discussion.
We should transition to human milk and make us younger.
Well, it'd certainly make us a self-sustained species. And it has a bunch of health benefits that are probably very real and not at all imagined by someone who just wanted to drink breast milk.
If we're reusing urine and we're sustaining ourselves on breast milk that we're already producing, if we can just find a way to use poop, we're honestly going to be fine.
Well, just you wait for the rest of this list.
Oh,
yeah,
I hope so.
That problem's really not as much of a problem as you might think.
I have a growing suspicion that this is just a fetish list to try to normalize these things in the general population. But go ahead.
If we beat each other with leather whips, we'll be younger.
All right. I gotta be honest. I think Mark is the only one who really contributed to that one.
I didn't really get a chance. He yielded his time, and then we moved on to the end.
Yeah, well, do you want to talk or what? Jump in here. I'm not prompting people.
No, it's fine. Let's just wrap it up at this point.
So are we doing this one, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, excellent. That's where I was, too. I'm glad we're on the same page. Point for Mark for that one.
Thank you.
And half of a pity point for Wade for me literally not letting him talk.
All right, that's fair.
That makes me 2.5. I'll take it.
Yep, so technically, Mark is at 2 and Wade is at 2.5. The lead is shrinking.
For now.
But still a lead for Wade. This next one, finally, we're moving on to something that doesn't sound as pleasant as human bodily fluids do. Okay? And this one does pose some problems because some people can have an allergy to this one. But this, I think, is a very exciting experience on top of being good for your aging.
Go on.
Bee venom.
Take it back.
According to sources, bee venom has strong anti-inflammatory properties, which is not my experience with bee venom.
Yeah.
But it's said to have strong anti-inflammatory properties that give a youthful look to skin and can help tone and keep skin young looking.
Injected, ingested, or can we butt chug it?
When they sting you, that's what we're talking about, right? The venom.
No, we're talking about, yes, the venom that comes out of a bee's stinger is good to make you look youthful.
But it's good when you're stung?
It's really like a Nicolas Cage in that movie type situation where they put a cage around your head and then you go, not the bees! And then they sting you everywhere.
Nicolas, is that you?
Yeah, that's what he sounds like.
Yeah, wow, okay.
So, but what if you harvest the venom and instead of injecting it like a needle into your skin, you rub it or ingest it?
It needs to be subcutaneous.
In English?
It needs to be injected.
Okay.
So you do need to get stung. You do have to get stung.
I mean, theoretically, if you could harvest bee venom, maybe just get a whole hive of bees and grind them into a paste and then strain that out so all you have left is the venom. And then you inject that. But it does have to be, like, injected.
Okay, good.
All right. So we can get, like, but instead of having, like, a whole bunch of bee stings, you could have the venom in one syringe and give yourself one nice injection.
Yeah, but you have to murder a bunch of bees for that, which is honestly just really fucked up.
I mean, I'm willing to do a lot to look young.
I'm not. We never even talked about the premise of, like, to be young.
You already look young. You don't know what I go through.
We have spent so much time discussing how we're getting older, and that's terrifying and embarrassing.
Yes.
This, I assume we were all on board with this.
No! We are on board with this.
You are,
yes.
Mark. Yes, you are.
I'm on board with
majority rule, Mark.
Yes, you can, Mark.
All right, okay. All right. I would not do the bee venom because all of these are pretty unsubstantial claims. I haven't seen any research about it. I haven't seen any kind of like before after picture.
Haven't you ever heard of faith?
I'm doing research over here. I'm doing research out my ass over here.
Look, take a leap of faith, man.
Look, I imagine the before after picture of the bee thing is one guy looks like perfectly normal and then just, but he's got a youthful glow, like just lumps everywhere. But
yeah. You really gotta wait for the after picture on this one. I think.
Can we inject it into our anus? Can we butt chug the bee sting?
Yeah, but then you just have a really youthful anus.
I'll take that.
What you do is you get a funnel and then you stick a beehive on the other end of the funnel and you get funnel bees into your anus and they see you from the inside out.
And you can digest the bees with your anus too, so then you're getting the nutrients from the bee body and the bee
the anus, the digestion center of the body. We all know this to be true.
We can just anally chew up the bees and digest them.
How much control of your anus do you have, man?
A lot when it gets younger.
He's got such a youthful anus, it can do anything.
Yeah. After the milk and the urine, it's gonna be great.
Oh god.
Well, you know what? That does hold, because if you have a whole beehive inside of you, eventually the youthiness has got to get to the outside. You're younger from the inside out.
Yeah.
Really.
What I'm thinking is, like, this is just giving evidence that the breast milk and the urine should be injected subcutaneously as well.
Mm.
Yeah. How else can it, if it's just topical, you know, not all of it's going to get absorbed. You know, you need
That's
to really
true.
Get to the source.
We need some on top of the skin, some under the, we need to get our organs too. Do we need to bee sting our hearts?
Yeah, we need to make the French thing with the million baklava. No, that's not French. With breast milk
that
in
French
here.
Thing. Tortellini. Blood pudding. Wait, where's France?
You know what I'm talking about with the layers. The layers.
Really? Don't. Croissant?
Croissant, yeah, croissant.
Okay.
You know, what's the crust called?
Unders.
There's a word for the type
puff
of...
Puff pastry?
Yeah, sure.
The laminated paste?
Yeah, laminated
I forget
pastry.
What that's
but
called.
I think baklava
okay.
also is like many layers.
Baklava's
you know?
Made with phyllo dough. It's not made with puff pastry.
I just
you laminate
about the
it
dough.
Yourself.
It's about the layers.
Okay, it's just a very different kind of dough, Mark, really.
It's not about the dough.
Look, okay.
Can we butt chug the dough?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're, how does a croissant, so the croissant of layers of
layers.
Treatments?
You put the treatments in the layers, yeah. So
okay.
You divide your skin into layers, you shave it off.
So if you get open heart surgery, you could just like peel you open, get some bees to sting your heart, pour in the urine and the breast milk, and your heart will be in great shape.
Exactly, yes. This is it. Because the
and
heart will deliver
it to the rest
of the body.
Circulate it throughout your
yeah.
body. Yeah, no, I see what you're getting at there. I just feel like I have to say, I don't want to eat that croissant. The bee venom breast milk urine croissant. I don't know if I want that.
Yeah, you just gotta heart chug it, you know? Go past
heart
the butt. You gotta heart chug your bees.
Get the catheter of bee stings.
Just a bunch of bros at a frat in college, and one guy's like, dude, have you heard of heart chugging? You really want to feel the effects of some gold slog? You gotta hard chug it. Here's a scalpel. Some rubbing alcohol. Chug me.
Chug me.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Okay. I love this episode, Bob. What a great idea.
I can't believe
it. I feel younger just from talking about these things.
I feel way younger.
Good.
And that really went places. I thought Wade was going to hit the only point for anal chewing, but then Mark invented a whole new way to get drunk and or young, and Mark gets a point for hard chugging. Unbelievable.
We're getting yunk over here.
Dude, you guys want to hard chug some yunk bombs? It's a whole glass of Jaeger with breast milk, bee venom, urine shots, and you drop it in, and then you hard chug the shit out of it.
There are so many applications. We can buy. You don't need to smoke anymore. You can inject directly into the lungs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lungs.
So at the beginning of this episode, we're going to need a disclaimer that's like, no, none of the things discussed in this episode are actually healthy. Please do not attempt heart chugging or lung chugging.
God, I shouldn't say.
Wait. What shouldn't you say? Whisper it so no one can hear.
Who is going to heart chug? And then I went like, God, what if someone just does? What if that actually happens? Someone heart chugs.
Please nobody do any of the things we've said.
No one, please.
Unless you're a baby and you're being breastfed, then you should drink your mom's milk.
Don't heart chug babies. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying babies should drink breast milk if they're being breastfed. Like, you
oh,
know,
okay.
To all of our baby listeners.
It'd be so easy for a baby to heart chug, man. God.
To all the 1-year-olds out there listening to the podcast.
Somewhere up there, there's a 1-year-old holding up a bottle of liquor and a scalpel who's like, oh, I won't. They said not to, so I won't.
That's a smart and dumb baby. That's really incredible.
A 1-year-old who can talk, genius, who wants to heart chug. Oh, that's confusing.
Yeah.
This next one, you might also want a heart chug, but it might be a little chunky. You might need to blend it up. I don't know. Cook it. I don't know.
Is that a chunk? A chunky chug?
Is it poop? Is it poop?
No. Okay, good. No. That's you could good. Definitely heart chug regular poop. But you know what you can't heart chug is sheep placenta.
Sheep?
Sheep?
Sheep.
Placenta. Sheep.
Like, bah, got it.
Yes. The place where wool comes from.
Is
wool
that,
comes from the placenta?
Is that available?
Do you know how many sheep there are just in New Zealand alone?
I like don't.
5,000, 100,000, 5 million. There's some amount.
I don't either. I was hoping one of you really would. Here, wait, let me look up how many sheep in New Zealand. Wow, that it auto-completes to in New Zealand if you ask how many sheep.
It does.
There are 26 million sheep in New Zealand?
Over a billion sheep in the world.
How does that tiny little place have 26 million of anything?
How many people are there? Like 7 or 8 billion?
In the world? 8 billion. We just crossed 8 recently.
So we need 8 person to a sheep.
There's only 5.1 million people in New Zealand.
We got a lot of sheep.
Yeah, we don't care about New Zealand. We're in America. So we need to worry about us.
I don't agree.
They've got their sheep. We got to get ours.
That means there's 5 sheep per person in New Zealand.
Oh, there's only 1 sheep per 8 people in the world.
So I guess, yeah, that's a lot of extra placenta if every time there's a sheep born, unless there's
you
like...
You think they're sheepless in Seattle?
I can't imagine how they would have sheep in Seattle. No, I think you're right. I think you're dead right on that one.
What a timely reference that all of our audience will get.
Will puts in like a little boomer disclaimer, like Sleepless in Seattle was a movie in the late 90s starring I don't remember and another person.
Okay, so the idea of like eating placenta kind of I know is a thing where some weirdos, when their baby's born, well, maybe I shouldn't say weirdos. I don't want to like, no, it's weird.
You freaks.
They cook and eat the placenta afterwards as like either a ceremonial thing or like it's got health benefits. Like, oh, yeah, but I don't know if I want that.
Cook and eat's a lot less worse. I thought they were going to say like the baby comes out and they just like dive in and start nomming on the raw placenta.
I think raw, eating it raw is also maybe a thing, but less, that seems less palatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, even if you wanted to do that, I feel like if I had a firmly held belief that was beneficial and important for whatever reason,
yeah,
that seems like it would be tough to do.
Can you IV drip it into yourself?
It's not liquid. It's a thing.
Can we butt chug the placenta?
Yeah. I don't know. Only if you can anus chew it up so that you can anus digest it.
Well, you could put it in like a blender first and then it could be like more liquidy before you butt chug it.
I'm sad now.
I hate everything that's happening right now.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, we as, whenever we're thinking of like eating things, we as a species currently in society kind of have this hesitancy to eat anything that is outside of the normal, just meat. The muscle of animals, those that do, they're obviously vegetarians and vegans, but that's kind of not how things should work in nature, because when animals eat other animals, they eat the entire animal, right?
That's true.
So the idea of eating livers, lungs, heart, all these other organs, there's different nutrient profiles in all these different organs. And I get the idea that like a placenta would probably have all of it or a wide spectrum because it's needed to sustain a full development of an entire creature. So essentially the placenta is the funnel with which all the other, it's the heart chug of the of all the nutrients for the baby. to go directly in the bloodstream, and that actually is how it works. That is the, we all started heart chugging in the womb.
Oh my God.
But it's just like, why would you go for the placenta first versus like the liver or the kidneys or the heart or something like that?
Well, it's such a rare delicacy, you know? It's one of those where there's not always placenta to be had.
I actually don't know if that's true, because if a sheep has,
I don't have one right now.
If a sheep has an average of more than one lamb in its lifetime, there would be more placenta than it has organs, right? So it's not as rare as the other organs.
Half the sheep species will never have a placenta.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's not too far off. I guess a rare delicacy, but it's just like...
What we need is we need to Rick Moranis this shit, shrink ourselves, and then go into the sheep. And we have like a lifetime supply of placenta because we're tiny.
I feel like we're skipping over an important part of this, which is also that you can't just harvest the placenta at any time.
What do you mean?
Or like eat part... It's unless we're slaughtering sheep feed inside of them in order just to get the placenta, which I'm gonna guess there are some moral as well as just general, you know, humane,
depends which moral theories
issues
to.
With yeah, well, sure, it depends what your morality is based around and how you feel about it. But I think a lot of people would agree that's not good to do.
That's why we shrink ourselves and we just share the placenta with
our morals shrink with us. Our big morals here, tiny morals down there.
Almost no morals at all.
Yeah, less moral the smaller you are.
Immeasurably small morals.
That's why like small men are always the conquerors, because they've got less morals.
You're right.
Mark, you better be careful. You're on the brink.
We're lucky on this one. We don't have to get too deep into the arguments around the morality of all of this, because this one has already been capitalismed.
Ooh.
Oh.
Monetized? I don't know. Cell Labs will sell you the revitalizing capsule, which is 30,000 milligrams of fresh sheep placenta, all condensed down into one, I'm sure, way bigger than you'd want it to be, capsule that you just, you know, ingest.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Other than that one.
That's not a question.
Can you butt chug the pill?
I mean, it's almost made for butt chugging. You really wouldn't have to even chug it at all. You could probably just, you know, suppository it. It probably would go right in there if you wanted it to.
Excellent. How much does one of these pills cost? I'm asking for a friend.
It's under $100, but I don't have the exact
per
number
pill?
For whatever reason. It's 30,000 milligrams.
Oh,
that's pretty cheap to stay young forever.
For a normal dose of like ibuprofen is like 400 milligrams. 30,000 is a lot.
How often do you need to take it? Once a day, once a month, once
a
life?
It lasts, according to the manufacturer, it lasts about a month. The benefits will last
$100
from
a month
pill.
For a more eternal life?
Yeah, basically easy. Becoming unkillable, a youthful, never aging being who will live for eternity. $100 a month? Not that bad. Seems worth it.
All I gotta do is butt chug a pill and spend $100 a month. Done.
I feel like the majority of these things are just boiled down to a lack of general nutrition in most people's diets. And they're finding that, like, oh, if you eat diverse foods, you get more nutrition, your body is actually able to repair it. Like, I was talking about this before with, I don't know if it was you guys or someone else, but it was like the concept of this carnivore diet that a lot of people are getting into now. And then everyone's like, oh, the health benefits. Oh, like, I feel stronger and my skin. skin's glowing and I sleep better. It's like, I don't think you were getting enough protein in your general diet. You know, I don't think you were getting what you needed every day, because I don't think most people get enough protein. And this concept of just like, wow, I feel better, it's like, because you were lacking a lot of different things. I don't think that there's a magical ingredient in placenta that is going to give you eternal life. But I do think that if you want to max out your life, you should be getting a complete nutritional profile every day. I think that's a basis. If that comes from placenta, sure, but there ain't no magic in it.
Eat placenta, Markiplier 2022. Got it.
Coming soon, Distractacenta. It's only $150 a month, and you'll get all the pills you need to be as youthful as a wee babe.
What about, we need to rebrand Placentable.
Oh, Placentable. That's good. That's good. It's not good.
It's like edible, distractable, and placenta all in one.
Oh, it's not good.
But is it bad? I don't think so.
I feel like we kind of skit. Well, I just feel like, I know you guys said we talked about, but it's like, what? Why do you guys want to be youthful forever?
Because we're getting older, Mark, and it's scary.
The people will stop asking me why I look so much older. They're like, why do Mark and Bob hang out with this old guy? You don't know what it's like to be the old guy, and I'm only older than a couple months.
Yeah, no, I know, buddy. It's okay.
If all it takes is some urine, placenta, bee stings, and milk, I'm all in.
Human milk,
yeah.
You gotta say it right.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. It's less scary than, like, I don't know, possum milk or something.
Well, I mean, okay, so in actual practical things, the developments in terms of, like, anti-aging, as far as I know, there are very few things that actually cause a reversal of aging. Like, the extreme edge cases in terms of research are probably very, very tiny things. There was, like, some mouse article, I can't remember, a while back that said, like, they artificially aged mice, or they had aged mice and then they did something to them, their like hair grew back and like it grew like darker and they were stronger and something like that. There was some tangible effects of anti-aging, but all of that is so niche and specialized. It's one of the things where I want everyone to know that there is no magic bullet to anti-aging, but that doesn't mean that someday they won't be like, but it's going to be a while. I wouldn't count on it being now. There are benefits that you could do to taking care of yourself and your skin and getting exercise, being healthy in general. Before everyone goes heart chugging placenta, I just want everyone to know that there's a lot of people that want to make money on anti-aging things, and it's almost always a scam. It's almost always a scam.
Yeah, I know. And what Mark is saying is definitely true, except for Placentable. Make sure you check out.
Yes, we have the cure for you.
Ours works.
Go to store.placentable.com.
Oh, man. Do you guys want to live forever? Is that actually a thing?
No, not live forever. But at least look young and feel good until I die.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of would want that, but it's more like I would want to be able to see the future. Having to actually live through all of that in order to get there doesn't seem worth it for me.
Mm.
But I'm super curious about the future in a lot of ways, personal and non-personal things, just to like see what happens, you know? But actually living that, I don't know.
I don't think I want to live forever. That sounds awful.
No, I do kind of. A lot of people, like, you know, they're scared of the concept of death. I've never really been bothered by it. I know if I approach closer, like I've would probably have different feelings. But for right now, like, I've always been of the mind, like, I don't want to live forever. I want to know that there is an end, because that it's very motivating for me to work and live my life as best I can, knowing that there is some end. I'm not playing for any reward or anything like that. I kind of like the idea that you pass on and that you pass things on to the next generation. I think a lot of problems in today's society come from this idea that, like, I'm going to only live for me and not for those that come next, and like that lack of foresight for the next generation that's to come leads to a lot of problems where you steal from the future and give to the present. That's why if you look into like huge things about debt and credit, it's all about like borrowing from the future so that you can have prosperity now, but it's, you know, you got to pay for it eventually. You're like falling down a staircase if you just keep running faster and faster, but eventually you just make the impact at the bottom harder. But when it comes to this science, there's no stopping the science. There are enough people out there that want to not age and want to live forever that the science will rampage on, and whether or not I personally feel one way or another won't matter, because it'll be out there and accessible. And then when genetic therapies are able to target a person specific, like telomeres or whatever it is for anti-aging, and it's able to reverse anti-aging, put you in your prime again, like, people will do that. People will pay for it. And then we'll enter an age where there's kind of like transhumanism as a whole. Because if you can genetically edit like your own aging, you can pretty much genetically edit anything about yourself to give you whatever you want. And then like, what's even the point of being in a biological body in the first place? Maybe we'll have like the option to transfer into like cybernetic bodies or something like that. This is all very futuristic, but you know, it could happen. We don't know where the direction of
could be brains in vats right now.
We are brains in vats.
Very complicated vats.
Inject my vat with some bee venom then.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to say there were a couple other things, and one of which had to do with blood injections.
Yes!
So I implied that you were correct in guessing, Wade, and even if we might not talk about that, good job.
Thank you.
Good
I job. Will take
that. That was a very nice button, Mark. That was a very interesting discussion of much more complicated implications and complicated science than I thought we would even get into with this really simple and kind of dumb topic. But yeah, you know what? That's worth a point. Good job, buddy.
Yay!
I'll help you butt chug your points later if you want. I'll hold the phone.
Thanks. So keep me young.
That's what Placentable's here for.
That is interesting, though, because what you laid out, kind of, at least if you choose to see it the way I do, leads to the idea that all of this effort in doing these crazy treatments with questionable underpinnings in terms of actual efficacy is basically a lot of effort to maintain our very complicated brain vats.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. I never thought of it that way.
It's our brains we need to keep young.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely agree that your brain is probably your most important asset in terms of your entire life and existence. But, you know, so Mark had an opportunity to make a really great button. Wade, do you have any grandiose statements or philosophical quandaries that you want to offer up to wrap up such a frivolous topic?
Don't do any of the shit that we said, please. We can't afford a lawsuit. We need to afford our butt-chugging methods. Thank you.
What? Okay.
Button. Press. Beep. There you go. I pushed my button. Mark pushed his. And it's perfectly tied, like all things should be.
Generally, Mark is ahead. But I am going to give...
just like the last 8 years of this show. How long
have we been? I am going to give Wade half a point for making an effort and giving an important disclaimer that although everything we talked about is in some form actually a real practice that someone somewhere has tried or is actively doing, like the placenta pills, don't try them yourself. Important disclaimer. Good half a point, Wade.
Don't heart chug.
Unfortunately, that leaves you tied. And the current only point that I haven't really given out is a half of a pity point to Wade.
I get pity?
For looking so much older than us.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
But this is a nice thing. I'm doing a nice thing.
Yeah, please.
Half a point to Wade for being so desperate to try all of these wild out there things. That sounds mean too. Is that less mean or more mean? Would you rather look so old or be so desperate?
Keep going.
No, this is half of a point. Goes to Wade for holy shit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Go on.
Oh wow.
I wish that everyone could see this. Let me just tell you that it's worth half of one distract a point.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you gotta brush the hair on that wig or something.
This thing's full of dust and I feel it settling on my head.
For putting a wig on, literally putting a wig on and having a cigar. Wade gets half a point, which means,
light up.
I think, if I did my math correctly, Wade wins.
Congratulations.
Is that true? Wade wins, I think.
I don't know. You're keeping track of the points. I don't even see them.
This never happens on this show.
I'm not going to double check my math. I'm just going to say.
No, I agree. Don't.
Wade wins.
I don't.
Do you want to try and lose any points or anything, you weirdo?
No, God, no. I'd forgotten what it felt like. It's been so long. I feel like I'm a win virgin. It's been so long.
You know what's funny is it hasn't, but that's fine.
Oh, well, it feels like it has.
I'm hosting this because you chose me as the winner of the last episode that you hosted.
That feels so long ago.
Yeah, well.
That was one not win ago.
That's fair. So anyway, sorry, Mark.
That's all right.
I'm not.
I really liked your very impassioned speech about science and humanity and the future of what humanity even is. But Wade's sad.
Yeah.
You have an OnlyFans, you look young, you've got hair, you've got everything I want. And OnlyFans is one of the things I want most. You know that. And I can't make one. They banned me for being bald.
Here's a question, Wade. What's your daily routine to take care of your skin and general health?
I'm supposed to do that? I thought we were filthy rich and we had people to do that for us.
Ah, interesting.
Oh, we do have all that.
I've been trying to find that butt wiper that we had many episodes ago to someone to come wipe for me, and that's hard to
find. Yeah, has that started yet?
No.
Is that kicked in?
Now I gotta find someone to butt chug for me. But I want the benefits. They have to do the work, but I want the benefits.
Fair enough. I mean, I could ready up like a skincare routine or something.
Are you gonna do it for me?
No.
Come rub me.
I don't think it's not. You're not the judge yet. You can't dictate that.
2 points. If
Mark,
you
must
me.
Go rub Wade.
Oh God. Yes, judge.
At least once every 3 days, you are responsible for rubbing the Wade.
That's fair. Right. That's fair. That's fair. It, does it have to be piss or, I guess. And no,
all of it. We're going to make a cocktail.
I mean, you could make it. What are you cheaping out over here for?
I'm going to have a youth bartender to mix some cocktails up. We're going to have Long Island milk stings and all kinds of stuff.
A youth sommelier. Like to really give you the idea of where the piss came from. All right. That's good.
All right, well, I hate a lot of what we just talked about, but at least we all know how to keep it young now. Winner speech, Wade?
Oh, I forgot. I get to do that.
Yeah?
For the love of God, don't do any of the things we said. That being said, spay and neuter your pets. Shit, I wasn't prepared.
Well, how do you spay and neuter something? Is that a different type of procedure?
With a baguette.
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Mark, loser speech?
Huh? Yeah, the future is coming at us hot and heavy. Be ready for it. We all grow older someday until the day that we all don't, and that'll be a weird day, definitely, for sure. But don't waste your money on things that probably don't work.
You can get urine for free.
Exactly.
That's true. You don't have to buy that.
Exactly.
Everybody's got what they need to stay nice and youthful, but don't do it. Wade could not be more right. Please don't.
Yeah. There's
probably horrible things that could happen. Anyway, great episode. Considering that I brought a thing that barely even counts as a topic of discussion, you all really made that quite enjoyable.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
I needed hope. You gave it to me, Bob. Thank you.
It was an excellent group effort, and I appreciate you. And I appreciate you, listeners. I pointed at you mentally. Metaphorically, I pointed at you, but not physically, and you couldn't see it anyway. I appreciate you, listeners, out there listening. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Distractible. Make sure that you follow Distractible on wherever you're listening right now. Probably it's a podcast, so you're probably listening on the podcast thing. Click the plus button or the bell or whatever. It always comes out on Monday, but somehow people still forget that. So make sure you follow. You'll never miss an episode. Make sure you check out Mark at Markiplier on social media, YouTube places. Wade, Lord Minion 777 and or Minion 777. That one's on Twitch specifically. And check my stuff out. All you have to Google is friend of Mark, Bob. And I will come up. Also, make sure you check out store.distractablepodcast.com. I'm still not 100% sure that's the correct link, but there's a store. There's some cool merch.
If not, someone else is making a killing.
Yeah, no. And if there's not what you want, just go to Redbubble. They have all the merch for all of your favorite shows, and none of it's licensed. Some of it, maybe. Yeah. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. That's going to be the end of the episode. Stay young, but not in the way that we suggested during today's episode. Podcast out.
The clinic guards locked the doors, checking each one again and again. Their hands would hover over their sidearms whenever they were near the windows or entry points. All knew of the danger that stalked the night, forever searching for a way in. A vampire of sorts, but it always, always went for the placenta. They called it the Iplia, for it was known to shout it when it had broken in, bloody mawed and cackling. It would scream its unholy victory cry, "Mark the Iplia and his butt-chugging miscreant minions! We are immortal!" And so did they mock him, and so did they fear him. Ooh, sorry, shut up. Gotcha.